whenever there's like a church movie, sometimes there's a little bit of a hesitation of like, ah, is it going to be any good? I've been wrestling with how what to say about this movie for days and days. Hi, my name is Father Mike Schmitz, and this is Ascension Presents. I recently watched the movie Cabrini. It is a historical, like, you know, biopic that's about the life of Saint Francis Xavier Cabrini. And so it's a story of how she leaves Italy and she comes to the New World, right? She comes to the United States to serve primarily the underserved Italian immigrant population in Manhattan originally. At that time in the United States, Italians were the most recent wave of immigrants. And so they were at the bottom of the heap. So she first started an orphanage. And then there's a scene where they're going to make uniforms for the children. And one of the sisters comes to Mother Cabrini and says, well, we have this kind of fabric, which is less expensive. We can get more of it. Or this kind of fabric, which is more expensive, but much nicer. And Mother Cabrini says, we're going to get the more expensive fabric because these children need to know that they matter. Essentially, I'm paraphrasing, but we're going to reveal to them by how we treat them, how we feed them, how we clothe them, that they're deserving of dignity, that they have dignity, and they're deserving of respect. And there's something about that that just, that's so Catholic at its core. So we're going to give the best we can to every person around us. We're going to give our very best to God. And that was something that came across that, yeah, in serving the poor, serving the underprivileged, we're not going to give them our scraps. We're going to give them the very best we can afford to give them. And that was something that just, it hit my heart. It was just really, really powerful. But there's something really cool about watching people desperate to come to this country, not just because they wanted a new start, not just because they wanted a new opportunity, but because they believed in this idea called America. There are a lot of things that built this country. Industrialization that built this country, farming that built this country. We have westward expansion that builds this country. But when it comes to what civilized this country, it was families and it was the church. Here is Mother Cabrini, and she came to this country and she brought orphanages to care for those who were not cared for. They built hospitals to care for the sick, school system to care for those who were uneducated. Also, this movie is a great reminder of this piece that I think is so powerful and so important for us not to forget. As she comes to serve the Italian immigrants, by this point, the Irish immigrants had already kind of been established a little bit. And by this point, Jewish immigrants had been established a bit. At this point, you know, English and Scottish and all those other immigrants had been kind of settled, at least in the East Coast. And so here are these people. And there's a scene that's, as Mother Cabrini goes to like the next generation, second or third generation of immigrants, and says, okay, you're established right now, but remember when your parents and grandparents got here, how they were kicked to the side. Remember how they were pushed to the fringes of society. That's what's happening with my people now. That's what's happening with these Italians who come here to be Americans. And she said, don't forget. And this is one of the things for all of us. It's just like, I mean, not just when it comes to like life, when it comes to our countries, but when it comes to where we sit, when it comes to who we sit with, to not forget that, yeah, just because I have a place to sit at the table, just because I'm taken care of, that doesn't mean that everyone's taken care of. It doesn't mean that everyone has a place to sit. And she was talking to those people, the second, third, fourth generation, said, yeah, you have your place now. You have your homes now. You have your jobs, careers, whatever. You're established now. You have your place at the table. Don't forget that there are people who don't have a place yet. And in this movie, Cabrini, it reveals that. It reveals that sometimes we can get into that mindset that, oh, I'm taken care of. I don't need to be looking around to ask the question, who else needs to be taken care of? Because I'm okay. Mother Cabrini is a great example of someone who said, yep, you might be taken care of, but there are people who aren't. You have your seat at the table. Who is still looking for a seat? Last two things. If there's one critique I have of this movie, it is that there should be more God. What I mean by that is Mother Cabrini was a force, right? She had a lot of oomph, a lot of verve. She had a lot of vim and vigor. She had a lot of drive. And she got a lot of things done. But we know as Catholics that that's not why she's a saint. That's not why she really was able to accomplish all these things. It was because of the grace of God working in her. If there's anything that's missing from the movie, it is the reality, the presence, the working, the action of God, and Mother Cabrini's deep, profound trust in him at all times. Sometimes in the movie, she comes across as kind of a 19th century girl boss who just could get it done on her own power. Yet, Mother Cabrini's own life demonstrates, she's like, I actually am weak. But when I'm weak, he is strong. Her actual life points to Jesus. The movie, it could have emphasized the presence of Christ, the reality of the Holy Spirit, the fact that she was reliant upon him and everything, could emphasize that more. This is not a church movie. This is a mainstream film that's about one of our own, right? This is a mainstream film that's about a Catholic saint. Last thing, I don't know how more to describe this movie other than this. I was able to screen it right on my computer. And about a quarter of the way in, I took my computer and brought it into our chapel. I said, I want to watch this movie. I want to experience this movie in the presence of Jesus. And then for the next three quarters of the movie, I just cried. And I was like, why am I crying? Because, I mean, there's not like there's this massive conflict that resolves. It's not necessarily like this massive scenes of you know, resolution that makes us cry in other movies. But I just found myself weeping for most of the movie. And I don't actually know why, but I knew I needed to say that. And you might go to the movie and have completely dry eyes. And like, where's the part that Father Mike cried at? Like, I just kept weeping, knowing all this goodness, all this truth. This is a real story about a real saint who is your sister and my sister, your mother and my mother, Mother Cabrini. I just know that I felt something in my heart. And it wasn't like overly dramatic. It wasn't because of the great soundtrack that just, you know, tugged my heartstrings. It was just something about the power and beauty of the simple life of this woman. Again, our sister and our mother. So, you know, I give it a thumbs up. And I hope that if you go see the movie Cabrini, that you allow the Lord to speak to your heart and that he also touches your heart like he touched mine. Anyways, that's all I got for today. For all of us here at Ascension Presents, my name is Father Mike. God bless.